This is the fifth step, fifth module, day five. We are studying how to go into the zone. And the last step is getting rid of all mental clutter and getting your mind quiet. Now, the good opinion of other people. Everyone should love me. Everyone should approve of me. I don't know that anyone has ever existed who everyone has approved of them. I read a study not so long ago that says that the best you can ever wish for is 90%. That if you are perfect, 10% of the people don't like you. For what reason? They just don't. So, shoulds. Everyone should like me. And there are people who walk around with what's called an approval addiction. Everyone must approve of me. And it really is a crisis of self-worth. If somebody approves of me, my self-worth goes up. If they don't, my self-worth goes down. You can solve that real easy. Just because God created you, just because you exist, you have high self-worth. Solved. You don't now have to go to everybody else and get them to tell you they're okay. Because if you get upset over somebody else's opinion of you, are you not saying your opinion of me is more important than my opinion of me? That's really the way I see it. You're saying I've made you God. I've put my self-worth in your hands. And it's already proven. I just proved it for you. Your self-worth is high. It never changes. Bill Cosby once was asked about success. He says, I don't know the way to success, but I know the way to failure. Trying to please everybody that you know. And Eleanor Roosevelt said it eloquently. No one makes you a fool without your own consent. No one makes you anything. Look, here's what you have to do with approval. I like approval. I want you to like this CD. I want you to like this book. If you hear me speak, I really want you to like me. Listen to the difference. I need oxygen. One more time. I want you to like me. I need oxygen. Do not make approval oxygen. It's two different things. It's okay to want to be liked. It's not okay to need to be liked. That's where people are paralyzed, because now, not being able to live their life, not being able to go out and enjoy, not being able to even worry about doing what they love because they're so afraid they'll not look good, and they will not get the good opinion of people. They can't go out and do what they want to do. More times than not. Not always, but more times than not. If I took, I don't know, a tube of toothpaste and somehow put Heinz ketchup in the toothpaste, even though the outside cover says toothpaste, I pulled a trick and I put ketchup inside. If I squeeze that tube, will toothpaste come out? Of course not. Ketchup comes out. Why? That's what's in it. That's also what opinion is often about. What comes on you is what is inside. And so you could say, well, the ketchup came on me because I'm no good. No, that's what's in the people around you when they got squeezed. If there's good and kind in them, that's what comes out. If not, well, whatever inside does. So you can never go to anybody today and say to them, you make me sick. You now have to say, I make me sick. I make me sick by what I tell myself about you. Or that I'm worried about what you tell you about me. The fact of the matter is, they're probably not even thinking about you at all. Here's what I want you to do today. I want you to think and meditate on this. Even say it out loud. My self-worth never changes. Because God created me, it's high. Therefore, I need no one else's approval. Think about someone you're going to constantly to get them to approve of you, who you're placing your self-worth in their hands, who you are making God. And practice. Practice going to them and getting rid of the shoulds. I should get your approval. If not, I'm not worthwhile. And practicing, I'm worthwhile no matter what they say. Not being belligerent or mean to them. But just say to yourself, practice, I have self-worth no matter what they say.